Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England, both aloft and at the surface. The high off the Carolina coast is producing a warm to hot southwesterly wind across the region, temperatures staying in the 60s with some 50s across the higher terrain early this morning. Readings will quickly climb through the 60s and 70s and well into the 80s by lunchtime, approaching the 90-degree mark. A little bit more humidity in the air today from yesterday, and that will be enough to generate some billowing clouds. The cloud cover may blot out the sunshine from time to time in spots, leaving some places in the upper 80s to around 90, but most everyone should get into the lower 90s once again. This will also lead to more scattered showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms as a front approaches from the west. Most of the energy with this system will be well to our north and west and in Canada, so the activity will be widely scattered through the late afternoon, but more numerous scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible through the evening. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side with heavy downpours and gusty winds. Most of this action will die out through the evening and overnight and will be left with scattered showers and temperatures back into the 60s. The front itself will pass through the region early tomorrow morning with clouds and a few scattered showers to open up Friday. As we get through the day, the wind will shift around to the northwest and become gusty, and with a clearing trend, we'll have increasing sunshine and it will be much cooler but still very nice and comfortable with highs in the lower to mid-70s. A large area of high pressure will build in from the north for the weekend, keeping it sunny and dry on Saturday, comfortably pleasant with highs around 70. That sunshine will give way to some clouds by the second half of the day on Sunday, still highs in the lower 70s. The next front will approach late on Sunday evening and overnight and remain nearby on Monday with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s, and it'll stay in the lower 70s for the early to mid part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a high risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southern and central Kansas into northwest Oklahoma. An outbreak of severe thunderstorms with tornadoes, very large hail, and wind damage is expected to develop across parts of the southern and central plains this afternoon into the evening and overnight. Strong, long-track tornadoes will be likely from parts of central and southern Kansas southward into western Oklahoma. Large hail and wind damage will also be possible outside of these areas across parts of the southern and central plains. Computer models suggest that a highly unstable air mass will be in place by this afternoon, along with a 45 to 60 knot mid-level jet stream flow. This will create strong deep layer shear profiles over the top of a pristine air mass with dew points into the lower 70s. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 72 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, partly sunny and 64 degrees, the dew point 59, 84% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy, lower 90s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-90s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 92 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 74, that's 15 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.56 inches for the month and 16.49 inches for the year, which is 3.46 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low 48. The record high 94 set in 1962, and the record low 29 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m. 14 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, and hot today with scattered showers and thunderstorms later in the afternoon and highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and hot today with high temperatures in the lower to mid 90s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy, and hot today, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later this afternoon and highs near 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Overnight tonight, a few showers with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, hot today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible by the end of the day and highs close to 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and hot today, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible by the end of the day and highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a morning shower, then increasing sun, breezy, back to the lower to mid-70s, sunny, pleasant, near 70 Saturday, sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday, lower 70s, mostly cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm Monday, lower 70s, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s Tuesday, and another chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.